For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school spring sports actually gets underway this weekend. Ithaca Weston will be among the teams at UW Lacrosse for a 9 o'clock tourney time tomorrow, the early season indoor meet. Teams including Bangor, Blair Taylor, Boscobel, Brookwood, Cadott, Cashton, Cochran Fountain City, DeSoto, Edgar, Hillsboro, Independence Gilmanton, Kickapoo, Luther, Melrose Mindoro, Nisida, New Lisbon, Riverdale, Royal, Seneca, Spencer, Westby, Whitehall, and Waniwok Center. Richland Center will be a part of the tournament later on in the day, hosted by Mauston. That starts at 4 o'clock at UW Lacrosse and will contain teams such as Adams Friendship, Aquinas, Black River Falls, Central, Fenimore, GET, Holman, Logan, Mauston, Neillsville, Nakusa, Onalaska, Reedsburg, Sparta, Toma, Viroqua, West Salem, Wrightstown, and Richland Center at UW Lacrosse. Tomorrow, the River Valley scrimmage with Belmont has been moved until coming up Tuesday, and the Ithaca and Richland Center softball teams are set to scrimmage at 5 o'clock coming up on Saturday afternoon at Ithaca's softball field. Southwest Conference boys basketball all-conference selections have been recognized. It was a very even and balanced conference this year. There were tri-champions. Lancaster, Platteville, and Dodgeville all finished with 7-3 records. River Valley was 5-5. Richland Center 4-6. Prairie du Chien went winless through 10 games. First team all-conference. Bryce Crewball Lockhart of Dodgeville was a unanimous choice and a first team member. Lancaster's Zach Hermson, also a senior, was named to the first team along with Platteville senior Myron Ryder, River Valley senior Lucas Klein, and Richland Center junior Jaden Shep. The second team conference includes Dodgeville junior Jace Halverson, Lancaster seniors Taylor Williams and Dane Kaufman, Platteville junior Grady Poppy and senior Jerron Blevins, River Valley senior Keegan Heiser rounds out the second team. Honorable mention selections, Dodgeville juniors Griffin Bush and Elliot Hesseling, Lancaster seniors Brady Schmitz and Anthony Bush, Platteville sophomore Braden Strait, Prairie du Chien senior Sam Kramer, and sophomore Caden Sutter. Richland Center seniors Liam Fingerson and Brady Dosh are both honorable mention players, and River Valley junior Jackson Thatcher and senior Quincy Blakely. The Sportsmanship Awards were awarded to Dodgeville's Andrew Hessling, a senior, Lancaster senior Brody Krubel, Lancaster's Brody Digman, a junior, Prairie du Chien senior Stephen Duha, Richland Center senior Cutler Palmer, and River Valley senior Sumner Knockreiner. The co-players of the year this year were Zach Hermson of Lancaster and Myron Ryder of Platteville. And the coach of the year for the Southwest Conference, it was Matt McGraw of the Dodgeville Dodgers. The WIAA boys basketball tournament continues today. Yesterday in Division III, they were able to tip it off in the afternoon with Racine St. Catharines defeating Lake Mills 72-66 and Seymour over St. Croix Central 67-49. Last night's Division IV games, the Cambridge team just keeps on keeping on after defeating the number one seed in the tournament, Bondiwell, 71-49. Cambridge is seeded fourth in the tournament. They will take on Milwaukee Juno for the championship tomorrow, as Milwaukee Juno is a winner over Regis, 72-54. Tournament continues today at 9:05 with Division V. Reedsville will play Sheboygan Lutheran, followed by Prentice and Southwestern. The Wildcats representing the SWAL, and they are back at state for the first time since 1988. So Southwestern representing, they are the third seed in the tournament. They advanced to the Class C championship game and finished runner-up in 1988. The Wildcats advanced to the state semifinals after edging Assumption 44-43 in the Westby sectional last weekend. Last year's runner-up Sheboygan Lutheran, the number four seed as well. And the three-point challenge will be going out tomorrow for boys basketball shooters. Representing Division I, our senior Cade Felch of DC Everest, who finished runner-up a year ago, and senior Tyler Tachenko of Pewaukee. Representing Division II, seniors Caleb Dahlke of Fox Valley Lutheran and Logan Taylor of Monroe. The Division III participants, sophomore Jaron Popovich of Ashland and junior Kale Schneider of Lodi. Division IV represented by sophomore Dylan Bren of St. Mary Catholic and senior Breckett Weisgerber of Laconia. Division V contestants will be senior Logan Nystrom of Assumption and sophomore Noah Muller of Sheboygan Christian. The three-point challenge will take place tomorrow morning at 9:30 at the Kohl Center. Other games today in Division II, Slinger will play McFarland at 1:35, and West Salem battles Whitefish Bay in the second game this afternoon. Tonight in Division I, Wisconsin Lutheran plays Appleton North and appear against Madison Memorial. Bowling scores to recap from the Coffee Clutch League. Series high yesterday, the Spare Parts, 17-94. The Gutter Gals had a 17-70. The Three Aces, a 17-60. Top game, Three Aces, 623. Spare Parts, 606. Gutter Gals, 605. Top series, Tammy Schwingle of 513, Marlene Gary of 496, Marsha Mahatka of 476. Tammy Schwingle at a 189 game, Jean Nix 176, Tammy Schwingle a 175. Pat Adams with a 310 split pickup, Marlene Gary a 357, Vicky Neff 310, Irene Kladstovy a 310, and a 57 in the Coffee Clutch League. All-Star Bowling, Turbo's Bar and Grill, 2865, TKO Barbecue, 2830, Midnight Repair and Fabrication, a $27.99. High Game Honors, Midnight Repair and Fabrication, a $1,000, TKO Barbecue, a $9.99, Turbo's Bar and Grill, a $9.94. Top Series, Kevin Genthy, 117 over average with a 720. Jordan Slaney at a 130 over average with a 697. And Casey Ewing, 109 over average with a 664 series. Congratulations to Casey Ewing, who rolled his first 300 game. Congratulations on perfection. Last night, a 300 for Casey Ewing. Kevin Genthy at a 263. Cole Wassinger a 256. Channing Brown bowled a 603 series, 93 over average in the All-Star Bowling League. The High Point Panthers scored a major first-round upset in the NCAA tournament by edging Wisconsin 83-82 Thursday afternoon. High Point became the fourth 12th seed to send a Badger men's basketball team home. The winning points came on a layup with 11 seconds left. The Panthers were a 10.5-point underdog. Nick Boyd led UW scoring with 27. John Blackwell had 22. Here's Coach Greg Gard.
In terms of how this group has grown, this group deserved to go farther. You know, they were good enough to go farther. They ran into a team that, you know, played really, really well and did what they had to do.
He talked about what their opponent did to them.
If you're a program at that level, Coach Kravinoff brought up an example. He goes, exactly what we did when I was at South Dakota State to Maryland. Came in, loosey-goosey, chucked a bunch of threes, and that's our chance. And credit to them. They did it. That was their game plan, and they executed it. They're a really good team.
So did the Badgers play all right?
You know, I didn't think we played bad. I thought they beat us. They beat us. They were banging in that many threes. That was their chance to do that. And credit to them. Tip your cap to them that they were able to make shots then take more and make more than they have in a long time.
Elsewhere in basketball, there were a lot of bracket busters yesterday in terms of the number that happened. It was Nebraska over Troy, 76-47. Vanderbilt over McNeese State, 78-68. Texas A&M over St. Mary, 63-50. Houston beat Idaho, 78-47. VCU over North Carolina in overtime. Illinois beat Pennsylvania, 105-70. Michigan, 101. Howard, 80. St. Louis, 102. Georgia, 77. TCU over Ohio State, 66-64. Duke top Siena, 71-65. Louisville over South Florida, 83-79. Michigan State beat North Dakota State, 92-67. Arkansas, 97. Hawaii, 78. Texas 79, BYU 71. Gonzaga with a win against Kennesaw State, 73-64. The final score. And the Bucks were down by 20 points at halftime and were never really in Thursday's 128-96 defeat. It was Milwaukee's 10th loss in the last 12 games. Head coach Doc Rivers emptied the bench as the record dropped at 28-41. Guard Ryan Rollins led the scoring with 15. The next stop for the Bucks Saturday night in Phoenix against the Suns. The Brewers made significant roster cuts Thursday by sending last year's starting center fielder Blake Perkins and a potential member of the starting staff Logan Henderson to the minors. Tyler Black and Cooper Pratt were also sent down. The moves indicate that outfielder Brandon Lockridge has earned a spot on the opening day roster. Currently, there are 34 players remaining in Major League Camp. For WRCO Sports, I am Phil Nee.